Okay, it has been a big week of bowl games, and as always, we do our very best to provide comprehensive coverage and recap all of the action. Another incredible college football season. And providing the helping hand this weekend are our friends at RF Sports. Of course, they are based out of Dallas, and we are so delighted to welcome in Rodney R. Fisher, who covers it all from the Cowboys to college football. And every time I see him, he is at one of those Dallas Mavericks games, who, oh, by the way, they are really on a roll right now. They are taking care of business on the road. They have won four games in a row on the road, and that certainly is impressive. Rodney, it's great to have you with us. How about those Mavericks?
Oh, how about them? Thanks for having me, Elise. You're right, the Mavericks have really played just great. I mean, they haven't won four straight road games since March of 2011, and this three-game road trip, going undefeated and now coming back home tomorrow to play the Clippers, going to be a big game for them. If they can win their Clippers game, they'll match their longest win streak of the season.
You bet.
And really, it's been the veteran guys stepping up, from Vince Carter to Sean Marion, who had 32 against Minnesota. He's averaged over 18 points in these three road games.
The other thing, too, Rodney, is that Brandon Wright, his return, he missed the first 23 games of the season, but he really has provided a lot of depth at the center position.
Oh, I would agree. I mean, Rick Carlisle, he pulls no punches, as you already know, and he stated that they're going to have a four-man rotation at the center position, and Brandon Wright is a big part of that. Him coming back into the lineup, giving them the offensive punch they need at center, then having Dallenberry to be there for defensive purposes, and then DeJuan Blair as a rebounder, who had a critical rebound last night for them to get the win. So it's been a really good mix with having Brandon Wright back, and him and Vince Carter, for some reason, have this North Carolina Tar Heel connection that's really working out in
the They certainly do. What about Monte Ellison, the addition of him, because he has really been in sync and he has fitted in so nicely?
He has. I mean, if you look at all the players that are playing with the new team this year from last year, some of the free agents, he's pretty much averaging more points than anyone, which is really big for the Mavericks because they needed another scorer. You know, Dirk has said at the end of every season they want someone they can create their own shot, can get into the lane. And we thought it'd be a great fit with the inside-outside game with him and Dirk. And so far it's worked really, really well. And it gets along really well with the teammates that he does have. And they're going to be here for quite some time, not to have a chance to build instead of having those one-year guys that you don't know where they're going to be at next season.
You know, Ronnie, it is really remarkable just some of the wins that they have had on the road. You know, coming down here to Houston and taking care of business against the Rockets, and, of course, that last-second shot by Monte Ellis to win against the Blazers. And the Western Conference, it really is survival of the fittest.
It is, because the Western Conference is so tough. And you've got teams like Portland who are playing so well that it's going to be a real race to get that 6-8 spot. And if the Mavs are able to continue to play the way they're playing and be competitive, we can only hope they make it to the playoffs. That's their number one goal this season, just to get into the playoffs and see what happens. And with Dirk staying healthy, Monte Ellis, and Jose Calderon with the point, they have a great opportunity this season.
You are listening to the voice of Rodney Fisher with RF Sports out of Dallas right here this weekend on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are so glad you've connected with us. Join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports. And Rodney has been very busy. He's been commuting quite a bit, racking up those frequent flyer miles. But I understand earlier this week you were over in Fort Worth at TCU. You had a chance to check out the Armed Forces Bowl on Tuesday. And how about Navy and Middle Tennessee State? The Navy defense, they really did get after it. And I have to say, after watching that game, they did put forth their best effort of the season.
I would agree. I mean, it was two pretty evenly matched teams going into the game, and the Armed Forces Bowl as a whole is just a great thing to be a part of. The fact that they, you know, invite one of the Armed Forces teams to come and I was bringing a good competitive team to make it a competitive game there in Fort Worth, and I was very, very surprised by how Navy, we knew they were going to run the ball, but they only threw the ball a total of seven times. But they were able to run the ball, and it was a great hard-hitting game. It got kind of chippy throughout. They had three players get ejected during the game. But overall,
yes,
it was a great experience, and Navy was able to come out on top.
You're exactly right. That Navy defense, my goodness, they limited Middle Tennessee State to just 6 points. And I think what's impressive when you go through the stats and everything, Middle Tennessee State, I mean, that is a team that had scored 42 points or more in six of the 12 regular season games. So, obviously, the Navy was definitely dialed in coming into that contest.
Oh, I would agree. I mean, it was really good to see. I mean, you would think it was going to be a high-score game, and it wasn't. And the way Navy was able to really hold them, especially in that second half, and they were able to put up some points, I thought was very impressive. And after the game, the guys were just so excited about winning the game.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, any time you get a bowl win is a great, great thing for the program as a whole.
Well, Navy, they close out the season 9-4 on a 5-game winning streak, and they finish on a positive. All teams like to do that. And of course, I just personally, I have so much respect for the Navy players and just really admire all that they do, of course, with the Naval Academy. And then you also had a chance, to go over to the Heart of Dallas Bowl. What did you think about that? Dan McCartney doing a great job there in North Texas. I know that those folks, perhaps those Cyclones, miss him at Iowa State. I thought he did a good job in the Big 12 back in the day.
Well, they may miss him at Iowa State, but we love him. As a UNC alumni myself, I was very, very excited about not just seeing them in the bowl game, but in a historic setting like the Cotton Bowl on New Year's Day, I mean, there's nothing better. And to see them come out there and play as hard as they did, especially in the second half, and those seniors, they got 22 seniors on the roster.
Wow. You
know, so fifth-year seniors that stayed behind and played in this game, and to see them get the win, it was very emotional. You had a lot of alumni rushing down on the field. You would have thought they won the BCS championship as excited as they were. And that's North Texas' first bowl win since 2002.
That's incredible. North Texas, they certainly did cruise past UNLV. We are getting ready to go to commercial break. Rodney, tell all of our listeners on this Friday night where they can go and check out your work, and you send our very, very best to your fabulous father, Royce Fisher. He's wonderful.
Absolutely, will do. You guys can check me out on the internet, of course, by going to our website, realfanssportsnetwork.com, or follow me on Twitter, at RodneyFisherNBA.
Okay, next time we invite you back, we got to talk about those Dallas Cowboys. Another disappointing finish to the season, and 8-8. That's just not good enough. We got to do better than that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.